Tonight's shir simon kuf samach hay din ha'oset tzvacha v'rotzen le'echol. The halacha of someone who goes to the bathroom when he wants to eat. Sif aleph ha'oset tzvacha v'rotzen le'echol yitol shteif amim. If a person went to the bathroom when he wants to eat, he should wash his hands twice. Aleph yishoyin mevarach asher yatzar. The first time he washes, he'll make the brach asher yatzar. V'al hashniyah mevarach al tiyas yadayim. Then the second washing will be for al tiyas yadayim for the meal. If he only wants to wash his hands one time, after he pours the water on his hands the first time, and he rubs his hands together, he says the Baruch Hashayotzah, then as he dries his hands, he'll say the Baruch Al Natilas Yadayim. So Mishnah Berurah explains, Sifkan Al, Fa'is Tzvachav, Kosev Bishlo, the Shlo writes, a person should check himself if he needs to use the bathroom before washing his hands for the meal. And the Sefer Seder Yom brings this as well. The Gemara itself also says that part of Derech Eretz is you go to the bathroom before you sit down to the Suda. You shouldn't have to leave the meal to use the bathroom. So Machabe says he went to the bathroom, he's about to eat, he washes his hands twice. If he washes only once, and then he says the brach asher yotzah first and the brach al tiyas yadayim second, havi hefzik bein hanatila lebirchasah. So there's a set, you're being a hefzik, an interruption between washing and the bracha on the washing. The brach al tiyas yadayim should be right next to the washing, and here you're interrupting with asher yotzah. So do the reverse. If he says the bracha al tiyas yadayim first, and then he says the bracha asher yatzar, havi hefzik bein birchas netila lahamotzi, then there's a hefzik between his bracha al tiyas yadayim and his hamotzi lechem min ha'aretz that he's saying asher yatzar. Ulaniach milavarach birchas asher yatzar ad acha birchas hamotzi. So let's say he'll wash al tiyas yadayim. He'll say the hamotzi, and then he'll make the bracha asher yatzar after the bracha hamotzi. Gam kein einach, and that's also inappropriate. Shechiyuva chalalov miyad kishas atzvachov. The obligation to make the bracha asher yatzar takes effect as soon as he goes to the bathroom. Vein la'achro kol kach, he shouldn't delay it so long. V'kasu achron la'achronim might titzorch li zoher shalit l'pam harishon nitila gemura. So if you follow Shulchan Aruch's counsel, and you're going to wash twice, and the first washing is asher yatzah, and the second washing is al tiyas yadayim. So you have to be careful that at the first washing, it shouldn't be a washing that satisfies the requirement for al tiyas yadayim for the meal. V'rak ma'at mishum nekiyas. Rather, wet your hands a little bit, make sure your hands are clean, but it's not suited for the meal. D'ilav hachi, because if you did a washing that was suitable for the meal, so his hands are already clean, the first wash. Then you can't make a brach on the second washing. The second washing is totally redundant. V'dan, you should know. There are many poskim who hold that we don't consider the brach asher yatzar as an interruption after al tiyas yadayim before hamotzi. It's all to make his hands pure. No different than the fellow who washed until he has a dayim, and then he's allowed to give instructions to prepare food for the ox in Simakuf Samach Zayin before saying Hamotzi. Therefore, if Bidyevin did wash the first time, a full appropriate washing that would work for the meal, he should make the bracha until he has a dayim. And then the hamotzi. The ishlis machal poskim meal. We can rely on these poskim. For din lechatchila, and by yikash lo liyitol shtei netilos midochik ma'amik kerzim zeh. And the same is true. Even lechatchila, if there's difficulty to follow this prescription of washing twice, maybe there's not enough water. Yito achas, he washes once. Vivarachal tiyas yadayim. He says the bracha tiyas yadayim. Va'achach hashiyatza, and he says hashiyatza. Writes, if someone wants the bathroom during the meal, everyone agrees, you wash once, You say Alti Yisidayim, V'achach Asher Yatzah, followed by Asher Yatzah. Kivnein Tzorach L'Varach HaMotzi, since there is no need to make HaMotzi in this case, K'le Kamam B'Sim Kufa Ein Ches, like we learn in Kufa Ein Ches, Im Kenein Kan Hefzik, so there is no Hefzik, so Alti Yisidayim comes first, Asher Yatzah comes second. Again, he's only making the Bracha Alti Yisidayim if he's going to eat a required amount of bread after this washing. Look what we wrote back in Simakuf Samach Dalet, Sif Beis, the Mishnah Berurah. Sif Katan Gimel. La'acher Sheshafach. If he only wants to wash his hands once, he doesn't want to wash twice. So after he pours the water on his hands, what's left me to say? The Oyma Birchas Ashiyatza Koydim Shigiyaz Ma Birchas Alti Yisadayim. The goal is to make the bracha asher yatzah before the time to make the alti zedayim. The hainu la'ach shafach rak pam achas al yadav b'pachas mirvias. So what does he do? He pours on his hands the first time, less than revias. So it's not yet time for alti zedayim. V'shiv shev yadav zobazo, and he rubs his hands together. The yadayim lo nigma hanatil, the washing is not complete. V'ach ach shoyfich pam shni al yadav l'tar hamayim yisham. Then he'll pour a second pour to purify the water that's on his hands, that's tamei. Then he'll make the bracha al tiyos yadayim and dry his hands. So he pours an initial pour less than revius, and at that point he says the asher yatzah. Then he pours the second pour and says the bracha al tiyos yadayim and dries his hands. Even though we learned in simakuf samach beis before, if he pours less than revius on his hands, and then he rubs them together after the first pour, that makes the hands tummy from each other. Then it doesn't even help to pour a second time. You have to dry your hands off. So what's the eitz over here? Yesh loimer, could be the answer is, the water is poured on both hands simultaneously. Then it's considered like one hand. And he is allowed to rub them together. Hey, we learned this back in Simakuf Sanach Beis. The way we do things, our meaning is to pour an entire vias on each hand, one at a time. So the purification of the hands occurs right away. It's completed right away. And right then and there, you can already make the bracha al tiyasadayim. So to say asher yatzah would in fact be an interruption between the washing and the bracha of the tiyasidayim. And therefore, you'd have to make the bracha of the tiyasidayim first. So it's better to do the first eis of Shulchan Aruch. That there are poskim who disagree with the whole thing and say that you would make the bracha of the tiyasidayim, followed by the asher yatzah, followed by the hamotzi. And many poskim say that is lamaisa what you would end up doing. The way we pour with sufficient amount of water each time, the immediate obligation is the alti yisadayim obligation, and you'll follow that up with asher yatzah, and then the hamotzi, and we don't look at that as a hafsik between the two. Se'if beis, im rabim mesubin besuda. If you have many people sitting together at a meal, hagadol notel yadav techila. The greatest one present gets to wash first. That's a kavod. The Gemara says you give a kavod to the gadol to wash first. For rosh yirogelito b'achrona, the rosh would wash last. Shlo lahafzik, he didn't want to wait interruption. V'shlo daber, not to speak. So he'd be the last one to wash. Mishnah Berurah sifkan dal hagadol noita lechenu kavodah. In the time of the Gemara, the kavod was the honor was to give the gadol to wash first. Sivkan hey, v'harosh yiraga, but the rosh says no. Severely, the rosh holds the shani b'zman haTalmud. In the Gemara's time was different. Shohei l'kolechad me'amesubin shulchan b'fnei atzmoi. Everyone sitting at the meal had their own little table. V'yoichel miyad shenot ayodav. As soon as he washed his hands, he sits down to eat. So a man's taka covered. Get at the god will wash first, and he'll wash and sit down and make hamotzi and start to eat right away. But today we have one big table, and everyone sits around the table. And no one starts before the other. We wait till everyone is done to say the hamotzi. We all begin together. After everyone washed their hands, they're all waiting patiently, And then the Gadol says the bracha hamotzi. Toiv yoyse lito b'achroina. So now the covet is to let the Gadol wash last. Kadesh liyavo they have sick with him in time. There won't be a break for him. He won't have to sit idle. He won't have the possibility of talking during that time. And it won't be a delay of time. So he washes last. The Mechaber in Siman Kuf Samech Vav agrees that it's better to be careful from interruption and from speaking. And that's the minig. Everyone is strict with this. Even a delay of time alone is something to be careful with, as the Rama writes there. So when you have a big meal with many people sitting at the table, if everyone is waiting until the Gadol washes, they're waiting a long time. And they could come to speak during that time. So the ideal would be the Gadol should wash first, like in the Gemara's time. And he shouldn't be motzi then with his bracha. Make his own bracha. And then all the guests should do the same thing. They should wash their hands, make their own hamotzi. And they won't have any delay of just waiting and waiting and waiting where you could come to it, not only hefzik zman, but the possibility of talking during the period of that they're waiting. Sifkat vav shalola hafzik, not to have an interruption. Hana b'shiyah meruba, that just means a long delay. As we were learning, Simakov Samachvav. Sivka and Zainu Shalodaber. And you shouldn't come to talk. Hainu Afilu Sicha Muetis. Even the slightest conversation is a problem. Between the Tirsi Dam and Emotzi, there should be no conversation. So, Mamela, the idea of giving the Gadol to wash first, if he's going to make the Motzi to Motzi everyone else, he should wash last. The Be'er Halocha writes, to Rosh Hayaragil, Ukhayoim shall piroiv haminig shkolechem varachal pito laatzmo. The Bialochas is today, the typical minig is everyone makes their own bracha. And therefore, the Shaykh time of Rosh, and the reason the Rosh doesn't apply. Vechazra minig, so the minig goes back, Shabbos manatam, like the time of the Gemara. Shagodo noito tchila v'oichel. The Gadol washes first and it eats. And the notes point out on Shabbos, when you need lechem mishnah. So then one person is going to do for everyone. So it goes back to the minig of the Rosh, that he would take a wash last instead of washing first. It says the minig of the Chazon Ish, he would wash first, even if other people were there, because that's what the Gemara says, but the stipler washed last. So the brothers-in-law didn't agree on the Pesach over here. Lamaisa, I think the minig generally is like the Rosh, but when everyone makes their own hamotzi, they're not drab, then the Golish wash first.